faithfully upheld the family tradition, but was, for her time and place, remarkably well-behaved. She nonetheless survives as a wanton temptress, not the last time a genuinely powerful woman has been transmuted into a shamelessly seductive one. Like all lives that lend themselves to poetry, Cleopatra's was one of dislocations and disappointments. She grew up amid unsurpassed luxury to inherit a kingdom in decline. For 10 generations, her family had styled themselves pharaohs. The Ptolemies were, in fact, Macedonian Greek, which makes Cleopatra approximately as Egyptian as Elizabeth Taylor. At 18, Cleopatra and her 10-year-old brother assumed control of a country with a weighty past and a wobbly future. 1,300 years separate Cleopatra from Nefertiti. The pyramids, to which Cleopatra almost certainly introduced Julius Caesar, already sported graffiti. The Sphinx had undergone a major restoration 1,000 years earlier. And the glory of the once great Ptolemaic Empire had dimmed. Cleopatra came of age in a world shadowed by Rome, which in the course of her childhood extended its rule to Egypt's borders. When Cleopatra was 11, Caesar